Progressive.com.
1, 2, 3. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Want to get well live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Here. My husband's been diagnosed with osteomyelitis with MRSA,
okay,
and Freiberg's infarction. I would like to know, what is the difference between the osteomyelitis killing the bone with infection and the Freiberg's infarction that has the bone dying? Can you explain the difference? He's receiving treatment from an infectious disease physician. This is day 70 of intravenous vancomycin treatment.
Okay.
The osteomyelitis. But
right,
when we saw the orthopedic surgeon, he said he believes it might be Freiberg's infarction, which is where the bone is dying, caused from the peripheral neuropathy.
Hmm.
I just wondered if you had an opinion on that.
Well, here's the deal. If it's Freiberg's infarction, is he sure about that, or is he just guessing?
He's waiting to see. On day 84, they're going to stop the intravenous antibiotic and allow the osteomyelitis to manifest itself in the foot. If it does not by the 7th of February, then he's more inclined to believe it's the Freiberg's infarction.
Yeah.
Which he says is a side effect of the peripheral neuropathy.
And so you're wanting to know why that happens? Is that kind of what you're asking?
What's your opinion on how one kills the bone and one the bones are dying? Why would they think they're similar?
Well, here's the deal. With Freiberg's infarction, it's always also known as avascular necrosis or AVN. And it's where there's a loss of blood supply in different areas of the bone. And so the metaphysis of the bone is what's usually affected. And when you've got osteomyelitis, when the two go hand in hand, and with the Freiberg's, if the reason they're concerned about it, because if there's a loss of blood supply, then that's what causes the necrosis. Necrosis means that tissue of some kind is dying. And so that's usually very common. In peripheral neuropathy, a lot of times if there's a lack of nerve supply, or if there's damage to the nerve in that area, then it can go hand in hand with the blood supply. So that's kind of what they're talking about, and it's a real challenge, because when he's had osteomyelitis for so long, and again, it's an inflammation type disorder, because any type of itis has inflammation with it, so always remember that. And there's a lot of risk factors with that too. And so there's a lot of things. I mean, usually being obese, overweight, and those kind of things can be an issue if he's ever had, and that's any amount. It doesn't have to be grossly overweight. Even 20, 30 pounds over a long period of time can be enough. Now, some people say that it's even more than that, but typically it can be as slim as that, which, you know, 30 pounds today is almost the average American, really, if you think about it. But the history of that, it's a real challenge. And there's a lot to do with the body. If you've got to think about it, if there's tissue dying, no matter where it is, like with Freiberg's. I mean, if there's tissue dying due to something that's been going on for a long period of time, can it be corrected? Well, probably not, because when you've got necrotic tissue, it's when it dies. And so, again, I'm all about talking about when the body regenerates every day. There's possibilities for that, but when you've got necrotic tissue, it's already died. When something dies, that's it. So you got certain amounts of tissue that hadn't had a good blood supply to it over a long period of time, and that's when it becomes a real challenge. So with your physicians that you're working with, I think that it's good that you've got a good team. Sounds like you've got a couple that you're working with. But the best that he can do in this case, and the reason that that happens, is to keep focusing on making better lifestyle choices, focusing on doing everything he can to preserve what he has. Any kind of neuropathy in the body, you know, again, focusing on, and I hit this all the time, regardless of how bad someone is or in what situation that they are, even when there's necrotic tissue, focus on right now what he can salvage. What can he do right now to build his body back up? What can he do to overcome where he is? And that's really the focus of where I would encourage you to kind of start telling him, because I know you're his biggest cheerleader in all of this. And if you can get him to make some really good lifestyle changes, which, I mean, this is a good, I mean, it's something he's been dealing with a long time. But if you can make some really good changes in his life, adding omega-3 fats, increasing vitamin D, little things like that, vitamin B6, pyridoxine for neuropathies to settle that down a little bit, making sure their doctors are okay with it, depending on the medications and whatnot that he's on, that can make a real big difference. Because cutting down inflammation in the body all the way around when you're dealing with any kind of itis, no matter what it is, and it's not the main reason, not the main factor with osteomyelitis, but it can be a factor. And it's always good to make sure that you've got the right stuff going in his body every single day so his body has a chance to make those good, new, healthy cells. But the one thing is, I wouldn't be discouraged. I would be encouraged, because there's a lot you can do. And that's what I always talk to people about. It's not what you can't do right now in the middle of what might seem like a bleak situation, and the doctors are telling you that it's this or that, it's got some weird diagnosis, and how did this happen? And you know, you want to get to a place where you can overcome and you can beat the health challenge. And that's why I like call it health challenge rather than disease, even though technically it is a disease. And that's what physicians will call it. But at the end of the day, a health challenge is something you can get over. You can overcome it. And there's certain parts of the tissue that may have already died off, but what can you salvage? What can you keep being healthy? And I would just encourage you to stay with him on that. Keep being his cheerleader, because this will make a big difference in his life and especially with his health. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? Diabetes, heart disease, back pain, headaches. Whatever it is, realize this, that if the body can get sick, typically it can get well. And if you make radical changes in your life, the right kind of changes, good lifestyle changes, then your body can change. And that's the reality of it. And if you make different changes every single day and you're willing to say, you know what, I'm not going to be like I was last year. I'm going to make some new changes for this year. I'm not going to be the same that I've been. I'm not going to be smoking like I did for the last 10 years. I'm going to quit. I'm not going to eat a bunch of junk food and fast food this year. I'm going to change to good, healthy food, start making my meals every day, taking them with me to work, little things like that. Exercising every morning, or maybe 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. Make some changes. If you start making some radical changes with your life and with your health and making that a priority, you're going to see some great results. And I believe this is going to be your best year yet. Let's go to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
I'm pretty healthy, but I had some questions about supplements. I like to take supplements. I think everybody needs to.
I agree. But I agree. What is your question?
I wanted to know, I've heard you talk about the cod liver oil a lot and saying that the capsules are rancid. Is that true
right,
with most capsules that you buy of the oils? Or?
No, actually, it's not true with it. It's not true with everything. The reality is that with cod liver oil and other supplements, different oils are different. Some you can take in oil form and some you can take in gel caps. So it's very different. But I'll tell you what, we're going into a break. I'm going to talk about the 4 supplements that everybody needs to take, no matter what, children, adults, everything, in addition to a good diet for optimal health.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
going to the break talking with Rebecca. And Rebecca had a question about supplements, and she was wanting to know more about cod liver oil. We'll talk about omega-3 oils a lot and how important omega-3 fatty acids are. We get a lot of omega-6 fatty acids in our diet. Egg yolks contain a lot of them, red meat, and a lot of the protein sources can contain a lot of the omega-6s. But it's really important to get a good balance of omega-3s. Omega-3s are so, so important to have plenty of those in your diet. And so the omega-3s, they play a big role in brain chemistry, endocrine function, which is all our hormones, skin, hair, and nails, heart function. I mean, the list goes on and on. They're anti-inflammatory, so they cut down inflammation within the body. And she was wanting to know, because I talk a lot about if you put a fish oil in a gel cap, typically, is it okay or not? Well, here's the deal. If they put the gel caps where you can actually see the liquid moving in the gel cap, then usually it's cold pressed and the way they put them in there is okay. Now, here's the kicker with those. Most of the gel caps, 95% of them, will turn rancid when they put them into the actual gel cap itself. So you have to be really careful. And remember, when something turns rancid, oil turns rancid, it turns into a trans fat. Trans fat's one of the number one cancer-causing agents that we have. So you want to use the oil, usually. I like cod liver oil. I'm a big fan. But also, any good omega-3 oil can be really be good for your health. Now, there's four supplements, though, no matter how good your diet is, no matter how organic it is, no matter how great your garden is in the back that has no pesticides and it's absolutely perfect and that's all you eat from and you kill the deer and you go and you milk the cow and it's raw milk and you're doing it and you're making it happen. Still need these four supplements. Dr. Asa, I eat perfect. I eat on a farm. Everything's perfect. It's as clean as it can be. It doesn't matter. You still need four supplements because our soil is what it is, and we're not getting enough omega-3s, and we just need these four supplements. You need a good whole food multivitamin. It's been proven to give you a little bit of everything that you need. Make sure it's whole food, though, and then it's not synthetic because a synthetic vitamin is overly processed, and the body can't really do much with it. So you may only use 5% of it rather than using most of it, like 90%, which is what you'll get from a good whole food vitamin. Now, digestive enzymes are important because we don't have the enzymes in our food supply. No matter how organic the vegetables are that you eat, I know that you're eating organic vegetables. I get it. But at the end of the day, you need more enzymes. We do as adults. Now, kids can handle it a little bit more, but adults definitely need more enzymes. And so digestive enzymes, 1 to 2 tablets with each meal should do the trick. Cod liver oil, omega-3 fats, vitamin A, and vitamin D. All of those critical. Vitamin A, good for eye health. Vitamin D, good for endocrine or hormone health. Also bone density and immune system all the way around. And then, of course, probiotics. That's number four. Now, probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. And the good bacteria is so, so important because our digestive tract is everything. Healthy gut, healthy body. Messed up gut, messed up body. And it's that simple. And so you want to put the right kind of stuff in. And within the gut itself, you want to make sure you're getting plenty of probiotics. Probiotics you can do as many as the label says, whatever brand you end up getting at your local health food store. Make sure you do it on an empty stomach, though. And those four supplements are what we call the foundational four. You can check those out at drasaapproved.com or any health food store in your local area. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Stella. Hi, Stella. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Glad
good to talk
to be
with you.
My question is, I'm 68 years old and was in real poor health as a young woman, but the last 14 years seem like I have went real well. But I've got my gallbladder out, they've taken the thyroid gland. I've had a lot of female trouble. And this is all in my young days. And about a year and a half ago, I moved to Kentucky.
Okay.
And I started, I was into a Bible college here in Kentucky. And I started at night.
Okay.
It seemed like it always come on at night.
So you started Bible college, and what happened at night?
I would lay down, I usually go to sleep right away, but maybe only sleep for 30 minutes, and I would wake up with crucial pain. I mean crucial pain to the left arm.
Okay.
So you couldn't hardly handle it.
All right. Now, when you started having the pain, Stella, did you go to your physician and get that checked out?
Well, no, not right away. Not right away.
Okay.
So then, I don't know, one night it came on so hard, and I was in such pain into the left arm. And the only thing I could think of, I have to throw up. And I am no person to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
But I made myself.
Okay. Did you feel better?
That relieved the pain.
Okay.
So I got into a habit for about 6 months there where I would wake up with this pain.
Where was the pain? Was there a pain in your stomach, Stella? Stella, was there a pain in your stomach anywhere or just your arm?
The arm and the chest.
And what did the doctor say?
Well, it went on, and I've fought high blood pressure for many, many years. High blood pressure is my one problem. And it got where then my blood pressure was going 198 over 101 to 2-something over. So then I went to a heart doctor, and he immediately, without saying anything, he said I had congestive heart.
Congestive heart failure, right?
So, yeah. So they did the monitor. And
well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. With congestive heart failure, let's hear the rest of the story when we come out of this break. Because, Stella, that's a big deal to have that for that long and then finally get diagnosed. Let's get into the rest of it in just a moment.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters?
Check.
But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, going to the break, talking with Stella. Now, she's had some digestive issues, and just to have a little bit of history on her, she's 68 years young. And she had constant pain in her arm, left arm, for quite some time, pain in her chest. Went to the doctor, and at one point when her blood pressure finally went up to about 198 over 101, sometimes it got into the 200s, went to the cardiologist, and he said that she had congestive heart failure. Now, Stella, let's talk about that for just a moment. If the congestive heart failure that he told you, did he put you on medication immediately? I'm assuming he did.
On a blood pressure pill.
Okay.
And then a water pill.
Okay.
Which I'm on the thyroid, 50 milligrams a day.
Right.
And an aspirin.
Okay.
And I'm still doing the same thing. And when they did the catheter, I told them I didn't have no clogged arteries because I'm not no junk eater. I drink one cup of coffee a day, and the rest is a bottle of water. And I'm a vegetable eater.
Are you still throwing up, Stella?
I still have to pretty well at times, and the pain has got where now it is hurting almost all the time. It was just at night, but now I've got a dull ache to the arm all the time almost.
Okay.
No.
They don't.
It goes up and it goes down. Mm. And October, I was in the hospital twice with it going sky high.
Okay.
And then when it goes down, it goes down. And I went in and had an ultrasound, did the stomach Friday. And I don't know. I've got where now I'm starting to have a lot of heartburn. Almost everything I eat now does it to me.
What does your breakfast look like? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Give me a little quick rundown.
Well, I just got your book now. Don't yell at me.
I'm not going to yell at you. What's the pre reading my book daily diet look like for you?
All right. I as I said, I'm not a junk eater, but my breakfast consists of probably some milk, a half a banana, and a bowl of oatmeal.
Okay. That says a lot right there. What about lunch?
Lunch, I usually otherwise, lunch isn't as important to me. A lot of times I can have lunch, but I've learned to eat early.
Okay, but what
maybe 2 o'clock is the time I'm combined in my supper and dinner lunch together.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, if you're only eating a couple of times a day, and if it consists of anything like your breakfast does, which I know sometimes it's hard to remember what you eat every single day, but if you'll read through my book, Empowering Your Health, I think you're going to find a lot of key principles that will help you, because if you're having constant little dull ache in your arm, and the cardiologist is monitoring that, which I think is a very smart thing to do. They've done an ultrasound, and they're checking out everything within the digestive tract because you're still having issues with your digestion. You're still, you know, it sounded to me like that you're still vomiting and you still have some nausea with it and still having the pain in your arm at night, but still having problems with your digestive tract. I would encourage you to maybe look at doing your diet with an overhaul, because anytime you've got stomach-related issues whatsoever, you have to look at what you're putting in your body every day. And I can tell you that if you're having heartburn, it means that you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach to be able to break down proteins. But you're not getting a lot of proteins. You're getting a lot of carbohydrates that are stimulating excess sugar and increasing glucose in the bloodstream, which is going to cause more inflammation in the body than you need. Really the best way to go, if you'll start reading through the book, I encourage you maybe to do an overhaul in your diet, see how things change. Now, 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. It's real simple, and you'll see that in my book, Empowering Your Health. But you're going to see equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all the good stuff. Now, you had your gallbladder taken out and your thyroid taken out. So I know you're taking medication for the thyroid. But with the gallbladder being taken out, you're not going to break your fats down as well as you should or as well as you could. And so that's a factor. And knowing that that's a factor, you have to take, there can be a couple things that you could add in. And you want to check with your physician when you go meet with them. But it's just really simple. You pick up at a health food store, and there's things you can take to help the gallbladder function better. Glycine and taurine are 2 amino acids, and they help create bile salts, which is what was created with your gallbladder, and helps break down fats. It also helps break down proteins. So at the end of the day, if you're not getting good digestion, sometimes it can be as simple as that. Apple cider vinegar can help with digestion as well, and that's something simple you can pick up at your health food store. But stay with your cardiologist on the other. Even though you're taking the medication, you're still having a little bit of the arm pain, they're going to get you through all of that. Remember that CoQ10 is really good too, even when you're taking blood pressure medication. But again, that's something to run by he or she along the way, but it's something that can be very, very helpful along with those omega-3 fatty acids. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out at Questions About Your Health. Now we're going to Ben. Hi, Ben. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help?
I was taking some... salmon oil, because I read on your book that it's good for triglycerides.
Sure.
And I couldn't find a salmon oil in a bottle, so I took the gel cup, but I'm taking the oil from the gel cup and on the spoon, and then I drink it. And then I heard about the cod liver oil, and then I went and find a bottle of cod liver oil, but on the cod liver oil says it's got vitamin D and vitamin A, but never mentioned it about omega-3. So can you tell me that, is it healthy if I take just the salmon oil from gel cup and drink it?
Well, here's the thing. It's already been processed and put into the gel cap, which means it was already heated and put into that gel cap. There's certain oils that you can take in a capsule, but any kind of fish oil, including salmon oil or tuna oil, I'm a big fan of getting the oil by itself. And if you can't find the salmon oil by itself, as far as that, and just in the gel cap, I would opt out of that probably and just go with the cod liver oil. Cod liver oil is going to have omega-3s in it regardless. It's just part of it. That's what the oil is made of. It's probably on the label just saying that there is vitamin A and vitamin D in it, because cod liver oil has that naturally occurring. And sometimes they make a big deal about that on the labels because those are the fat-soluble vitamins. But if you can't find the salmon oil in a regular oil itself, if you take it and squeeze it out of the gel cap, that's you're taking the stuff that's already been processed. You see what I'm saying? So it's not the gel cap that's bad. It's the oil inside that's bad because it's been heated and processed and put in there. So it's something you might want to be a little bit careful about. I would stick with the cod liver oil by itself, Ben. Thanks for the call. Had an article come out on WebMD talking about digested green tea and how it prevents dementia like Alzheimer's. Interesting article. I love green tea. Big fan. The Japanese have been using green tea for thousands of years. And matter of fact, when you go to Japan and you eat any meal over there in the middle of a table, the actual Japanese, first of all, they always drink warm liquids with their meals. The reason they do that is because it increases digestion, stimulates the digestive juices in the body better than cold liquids do. Here in America, of course, we drink something, we want ice in everything that we drink. But it's better to have either room temperature or something warm. It's always better. So, they'll have a little bowl on the table that actually have the raw green tea leaves in there. And the custom is that you just take a spoonful of the leaves, put it in your glass, and then they come by and they'll put in warm water in there, and then you drink the green tea. It tastes very good. And it's very good for your digestion, just very good for your overall health. So something to think about. But in green tea, they're talking about this with its link with Alzheimer's. They say drinking green tea regularly may help protect against developing dementia such as Alzheimer's disease, according to a study led by Newcastle University researchers. A study in the Journal of Phytomedicine also suggests green tea, commonly consumed in China, Japan, and other Asian countries, may play an important role in preventing carcinogens or cancer development. Now, the study led by Ed Okello was meant to see if digestion in the gut could affect the protective effect of green tea, which is known to be active when freshly brewed. What the researchers found is that digestion by enzymes in the gut results in compounds that are more effective than the undigested compounds against compounds that are known to cause Alzheimer's disease. Now, additionally, digested green tea contains many anti-cancer compounds which slow down the growth of tumor cells, as tested in the researchers' laboratory. These active green tea compounds result from digestion were found to protect the brain by interacting with hydrogen peroxide and beta amyloid, which would otherwise increase the risk of Alzheimer's. Rutgers University scientists like C.S. Yang have demonstrated early that undigested green tea compounds like EGCGs promote apoptosis, programmed cell death, which is a good thing, which is not found in cancer cells as in the healthy cells. That's why drinking green tea could help reduce cancer risk and increases apoptosis. Very cool concept. That's kind of what some of the chemotherapy drugs, and they link to kill the bad cells, and that's kind of the target of what the goal is. So, you know, the theory is of cancer, on that note, is that we have cancer in our body every single day. Cancer cells break loose, they form these abnormal cells, but the great thing is the way that God designed our body is that we have killer T cells in our immune system. They go out and they attack all the abnormal cells and get rid of them. Now, some of the cancer cells that don't get killed over a period of about 10 years form a tumor, which takes about 1 billion cells to form, most pathologists will say, and green tea maybe can help prevent that.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." And that's true. So whatever you're going through, great or small, know this. Know that God will carry you through. He's the same on the highest mountaintop as he is in the deepest valley, and he will always meet your needs. Maybe not in the way that you think he needs to, but in the way that he will always do, because that's just who he is. He is the great physician. At the end of the day, he's the one that you go to whenever you're in the toughest time of need. You're listening to Dr. Ace On Call, 888-283-7272. Pre-washed salads may need another rinse. New article on WebMD. And this is so funny because we hear about this all the time, but it's true. Washing off your salad and those bag salads that you get at the store is so important. They did a consumer report and they found that the bacteria is higher than ever in the packaged green salad, those pre-washed, triple-washed bagged green salads. Are finding massive amounts of bacteria, specifically with E. coli and salmonella. They just did a recent contamination check from the Consumer Reports and the Consumers Union, and they found that these pre-washed, triple-washed bagged greens contain more bacteria than ever. So it's something that we really need to consider when you're thinking about that. So when you get those bags of salad at the grocery, make sure you dump them in a strainer and wash those off very, very well, because they're containing high levels of bacteria, fecal bacteria. That's kind of gross, but you think about it, it's true, and it is what it is, but make sure you protect yourself, because those nasty little bacteria, of course, can do really wreak havoc on your overall immune system. And make sure you're taking anyway on a regular basis, just because we're still in some of the flu season. You want to take vitamin C, of course, high levels, but ionic silver is really important too, and astragalus. Astragalus is very, very good for your immune system, and vitamin D. Vitamin D, get your blood test done every 6 months to see where your vitamin D level is. You want it to hang around 70 on that blood test. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Ace. I wonder what your take is on eating by blood type.
Okay. Dr. Diadama, right?
Yes, and yes, also Joseph Cristiano.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Eating for Your Blood Type, both good guys, by the way. No, both of them. But Eating for Your Blood Type has some good research behind it. And here's the deal. The body wants to be in balance all the time. That's the goal of the body. That's what it wants to shoot for. So when you say the different blood types, such as type O, can handle more meat products, and type B and the type A can handle different, you know, more of the grains and more of the carbohydrates and vegetables, then it's there's research behind it. However, the validity of it, I'm a bigger fan personally of seeking for the body to be in balance. That's the key. So proteins, fats, carbohydrates all need to be in balance. Not one heavier than the other and not one taking up more caloric intake each day over the other. Because your body needs all those nutrients every day, regardless of what your blood type is. Your body needs an equal amount of all those nutrients to function. You need essential amino acids that all comes from proteins. You need essential fatty acids, which comes from your healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And then you need your carbohydrates for energy, for your brain, for glucose, and for muscles. So that's really how everything is broken down and how you need to look at it. So as far as the blood type goes, will you digest certain foods better than others because of your blood type? I think if this is my opinion. If you stay in balance with your food choices and eat the right kind of foods and you stay off of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the body, and stay with the grains and most of the dairy, except goat's milk dairy, and you follow the principles that are laid out in my book, Empowering Your Health, because of the food groups, I think that's the best way to go. That's why I put it in there. If I thought the blood type was the best way, I think it's more, it's selective. It's what I think it is. And I think that will it give people a good guideline? You're not going to go wrong if you follow that. Meaning, I would rather you follow that than just trying to wing your own diet on your own. Because the principles in there and the different food choices that they pick out for most people are pretty darn good. I'm a fan. But as far as the overall principles being the golden rule for what you should be eating on a regular basis, not so much. All right, thanks for the call. Charles, talk to me.
Dr. Ace, I've been calling to your office down there on West Nashville.
Hey,
and
what's your question?
Two and a half weeks ago, I come down with a rash. I'm itching.
Okay.
And I tried to do some deductive reasoning. I thought, well, it was started like about 3 weeks ago.
Is it neuropathy?
Neuropathy, yes, sir.
Okay.
And I thought, well, it was one of the men.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.